3SFX presents the Indu Podcast with your host, T. Sterling Watson.
Good morning, Indubians. I'm T. Sterling Watson.
And I'm Courtney.
This is the Indu Podcast, where late night meets drive time, and we're just going to power on through because I cannot remember it to save my life. But we're recording live from Little New Indubia on the corner of T'Chaka and MLK Drive. Courtney, how are you doing?
I am fabulous. How are you?
I guess I'm better. I was tripping over my words several times and just kind of forgetting things, but I'm good. My throat feels good. The little kid over there that lives in my home, I think, tried to give me something. I mean, he may call it love, but it came with coughs and sniffles, and I'm not here for that. No, no, no.
Yeah. Man, he can keep that.
Exactly, exactly. Ain't nobody got time for any of that nonsense.
Ain't nobody got time for that. Mm-mm.
So, what have you been up to? I know we've actually recorded, but I didn't put that particular episode out. So we've seemingly been gone for quite a while, to those that don't know where we've been. But where have you been? What's been up? What's been going on?
Oh, I've just been around. Life has been lifing. So I've been trying to, you know, just kind of lay low and survive it all in short.
I feel you, because that's, I would say, a very similar kind of path, although some of the lifing events are actual like events, like milestones. And what I'm leading up to is that we had a baby shower recently, so we got to be showered with love and gifts and cookies and catered food and friends. So it was actually really nice. We had a really good time, and
awesome.
I may jump in every so often just to continue to thank people for their well wishes and their gifts and really just their presence. For me, seeing that amount of people in a room just to celebrate and congratulate us, it really meant a lot. So it was just,
that's awesome.
Yeah, it was very, very special. So, yeah, that was, I guess, a big highlight of recent, because we're counting down the time when we kind of call it Baby Watson. We also call it a bean, a parasite. It's on the way. It'll be here soon. And, we don't know the gender. It is exciting. It is. And people keep asking me how, almost like John Wick, where you kind of get that, he gets up to that point where he has to answer. It's like, people keep asking me if I'm back. Well, I'm thinking I'm back. But that's not really the same as my answer, because I didn't go anywhere. Mm-hmm. But I guess I'm a little nervous. I don't really know how I feel, because the time is, there's so much that needs to happen before that happens. So there's a lot of stuff going on. That's how I feel. And it's not really an answer, but it's hard to define. But the time is coming.
Time is coming soon. Y'all will be ready. It's going to be awesome.
Absolutely. Speaking of things coming, Courtney Delilah Hinton Allen, are you ready for the films that are coming this season? I'm saying the season meaning like maybe late fall, winter. I'm going to go down a list just to gauge your reaction and how you feel about it. Okay.
So I'm not super knowledgeable about what movies are coming up. So I need you to break it down to me, and then I can tell you for sure if I'm excited or not.
Right. And this is why I composed such a list, because these are films that whether you knew they were coming or not, you may or may not be excited about them. So I didn't pick some obscure thing like, I can't even think of an example of something that would be obscure, but let's just go with Keanu Reeves. Like, he made another like kind of drama piece but you didn't know anything about it because it wasn't advertised, because they're still not advertising, because the actors are still on strike at the time of this recording.
Right.
So,
mm-hmm.
But no, let's just go down the list and we'll see how you feel. The first one that I have here, which I'm 20, and I'm going to do this too. I'm going to give a percentage and you can tell me how right I am. I am 20% sure that you are not familiar with what this movie is, or let alone what it's about. Rebel Moon?
No, never heard of it.
No. Okay, great. I'm doing great already. So Rebel Moon is Zack Snyder's next film, or rather epic, because he at first, I think, was enlisted to do a Star Wars film or maybe a couple of them.
Mm-hmm.
But since that was scrapped, he decided, you know, I'm just going to make my own thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they released a trailer a couple of weeks ago, and I'm kind of, I think I'm going to check it out. It looks
okay.
Fun. I think I might be going to Netflix, so you don't really have to, you know, venture out to the theaters if you don't want to.
Awesome. Even better.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So this next film, Aquaman. There we go.
I have heard of him. I've heard of the sequel to Aquaman 2 or 1.
Oh, right,
rather.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So yes, I am aware of its potential existence.
That's a good way of putting it, because yeah, they can easily just snatch a film back, like, no, we decided we don't want to put this movie out anymore. So
yep.
R.I.P. Batgirl. I think it's Batgirl. Is it Batgirl or Batwoman?
The show was Batgirl.
The movie. Oh, the show was Batgirl. Okay.
The show, the CW show was Batgirl. And I heard it was really good. I never watched it, but I heard it was good. So kind of sucks to hear that it's no longer just like that.
Well, it's not the show that I'm talking. Well, I know the show existed.
Yeah, but they canceled the show. So if there's a movie, I'm not aware of that.
Oh, okay. So, yep, it's Batgirl. So Batwoman is the show. Batwoman is the show. Batgirl.
Oh,
is...
so I got it mixed up.
It's okay, because it's easy to get mixed up. In fact, Ken got some toys the other day. Both Batwoman and Batgirl was what he thought they were. So
okay,
it's like sure, there's a difference, but that's when you get into the weeds of the nerdiness, you have to figure out, like, who's wearing the cowl. But we're gonna move on.
Is that really the difference?
Huh? Oh no, the difference is I think the age and even the person who's wearing the cowl, because one of them is Barbara Gordon, who Commissioner mm-hmm. Gordon.
Mm-hmm.
Daughter, sorry, lost my train of thought for a second. She was Batwoman. See, now I'm in territory I wasn't prepared for. And I feel like I'm being quizzed.
That Halle Berry? No, that's Catwoman. Well,
that's Catwoman.
Okay. Selena Kyle, right?
Yes,
I think that's her name.
Yes.
Okay.
Is.
Anyway, this is getting way off track.
It's fine. It's fine, because I mean, Batwoman was played by various different, the actress anyway was played by different people, but I believe it's Batgirl who is Commissioner Gordon's daughter, if I'm not mistaken. But hey, people can, you know, respond, reach out to me however they tend to find me, and let me know, because right now I'm drawing a blank and I want to move on to the next movie because I was way off the list.
Gotcha.
So this next one. Oh, I didn't even say the percentage of what you would know of Aquaman, but that's okay. We're moving on. Slowing down. There's a 5% chance you've heard of this movie. It's called Slaughterhouse.
Slaughterhouse?
Yes.
Why is
As
it
in
not
sloth? Not slaughter, but slother. Yep.
But why is it not slaughter?
Because this is a film on Hulu, which is actually out now, about a sloth who is murdering people.
Oh my God. Why?
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 Okay, so I did read the plot. Well, not like the whole entire story of how or why. Actually, I don't really know why it happens, but there is this girl who's in high school who's looking to be like high school president. So she adopts a sloth to be the mascot. But what she doesn't know is that this sloth has like this, I don't know, menacing, evil. Not even, I don't know why it's bent on killing people or wanting to slaughter them, but yeah, that's the whole pretty much premise of it. It is a comedy horror film, so I'm and eventually going to, because I just saw this today, I'm like, I think I need to watch this because the way that people know that how I feel about sloths and how I like them, and I never imagined it would be in a horror movie, and here we are.
It just goes to show, I'm not, and this is no against the people who made this movie, the creators, the writers, the actors, the director, the cameramen, the lighting people, it doesn't matter. But this just goes to show there really is a market and an audience for everything, for anything that you want to create, and you should just do the thing, just write the thing, because
Marketing.
somebody's gonna like it.
Somebody's going to like it. They're going to pay you for it. And you'll get a whole crew of people to bring it to fruition and manifest it to a thing. Like, this is a movie I made. I envisioned a sloth that goes around and kills people. And yeah, it's bloody brilliant. And I have no idea if it's any good, but that's not the point. I just need to watch it and probably get back to you on that.
Okay. That sounds fair.
Next film, I'm going to guess maybe 40% chance you may have heard that this is coming, and I can maybe 80% guess your reaction to it, which
Okay.
you may not be happy. I'm thinking you might not be happy. So the movie is called Wonka.
Yes, okay.
So
I'm
have you, did
aware
you?
I'm a, this is a new one, a new Wonka movie,
Yeah,
because I think I've heard of
new
it.
Wonka movie. You did? Okay. That's why I kind of boosted my number up, and I wasn't too sure. But this is, I believe it's meant, I think it's meant to be a musical. I think it is.
A
I
musical.
am, yeah, I think it's supposed to be a musical starring Timothée
Oh,
Chalamet. And
yes. I don't think I
yeah.
knew it was a musical, though. But I knew about
Now
him
our
being in it. And I just, why? Again, I ask why.
See, that's kind of where I felt you did not, I don't want to say you didn't approve of it, but you're
Don't
not
approve.
necessarily happy. You don't
I
approve.
don't
Okay.
approve. No. We've done this how many times now?
This would be, I believe, the third
That's
time.
3 times too many. Well, 2 times too many. That's doing way too much.
I mean, we say this, but then we also get some really great stuff like this iteration of Spider-Man that, I mean, I guess I can't really compare. They've done some marvelous things, and that's not a pun. I don't really mean that in that way, but just the fact that they're able to bring back the other Spider-Men people, the spider
Yes,
personalities.
that was very well done. Yes.
So that I believe that softened or that warmed your cold sequel heart or cold rebooted heart. Reboot heart?
I
Yes.
mean, it did help because it played into the whole multiverse thing. It yes, but oh my goodness, a reboot. It has to be done so well and so perfectly, and I've only seen it done well in the Spider. Well, let's see. I say the Spider-Man's the only one that I've seen done successfully, but mainly because I hate like reboots so much. I may have blocked the other ones out of my mind
I
temporarily,
understand.
forever. I don't know.
As you can imagine, my reboot list is probably longer of like ones that are done better, like Gone in 60 Seconds or Ocean's 11, just to name a couple off the top of my head, because those original ones are boring. Yes, I said it. I did say it. The Rat Pack movie, boring. It is boring. Yes. I had such a hard time getting through it, and I've tried watching it several times.
The
Yes.
Rat Pack movie? They've were in
Ocean's
several, I thought.
11. Oh
Oh.
yeah, yeah. The original Ocean's 11 is a Rat Pack movie.
The original. What? What? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't I know that.
Yeah, Frank Sinatra and all of them, just doing it up because there's a whole lot of chatter and just like planning until they actually do the heist, which I don't remember how long the movie is. It's long enough where so much is not happening and there's all this melodrama that happens before we actually get to the heist part of it. And I could do without a lot of it. And I, like I said, I tried watching it a couple times and I remember falling asleep at least twice. And then we finally get to the heist and I'm like, oh, finally. And it's just not as much fun as the newer, the George Clooney and
Yeah.
them.
George Clooney and Gotcha.
But yeah.
I trust you on this one since you've seen all the oceans and including the original. I have not seen the original or any of the oceans.
Really?
Sorry.
I'm
Yeah,
actually
it's
a bit surprised and disappointed.
I know. I can hear the disappointment in your voice. I deserve it though.
I mean, because that's like one of my top favorite movies. And I mean, I'm not even
No.
sure if it's, well, because there's favorite, we have our favorite movies, and we also have oh man, it used to be on this page here, but like our perfect films that just live in that space, that sacred
Right.
space. But
Right.
I'm not sure if I do want to put Ocean's 11 in there, but I definitely can't at this point because you have not seen it, and I can't put it in there based on my opinions alone. So it shall
As
stay
who?
out. I mean, because we have to, kind of agree on the perfect film pantheon. That was the word I was looking for.
Yeah, well, we've got to take oceans. We've got to put it kind of on hold for now because yeah, I have no
Right.
true real knowledge of it.
And I'll let you
Yeah.
know later where it's streaming at so you can catch up on there because
Yes.
it's required viewing.
Thank you. Thank you.
Because after you, I mean, because it for me, it is like one of the coolest films ever. Great soundtrack, great cast. It's just fantastic writing and witty liners and just so much to love about it. But we'll move on. We'll move on. Now, this
Okay.
next film, I really don't know. Like, if you would have heard of it or heard that it's coming, or how you'd feel about it. So I'm just going to say 50-50 for both. And it is The Color Purple.
I have seen it and I do like it. But it's not one of those movies that I just like watching often or more than, I mean, I think I've only, well, I've seen bits and pieces all the time, but I've only think I've watched it all the way through maybe once because it's just not one of those movies where it's like a comfort film for me and then I, could put on in the background while I do something else. It's not one of those movies for me. So I like it. I
Agreed.
appreciate it for what it is, but, I'm not a repeat watcher of that movie.
What about the musical? Would you watch that?
I would watch the musical. Isn't the remake movie that's coming out, isn't it a musical or no?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Okay, so I do want to see it because I've never actually seen The Color Purple, the musical. So I would like to see it. So I'm looking forward to it because there's a lot of really like good people in the movie, and I, want to check it out.
Okay. Came around there. All right.
Yeah.
Now these last three, I definitely know are on your must-see list. So that part I know. I'm
Okay.
just trying to, at this point now, gauge your reaction to how badly do you want to see it? Like, and you tell me whether it's going to be opening night or opening weekend or within that first month. I put it that way.
Okay.
First one is Dune Part Two.
Opening Probably weekend
Okay.
for that one,
Hunger
yeah.
Games. Hunger Games, Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes, and longer titles.
Yeah, probably opening month.
And the last one, and this is a challenge for me personally, because I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to do this one, but the Marvels.
I think I can like wait till that one comes to Disney Plus, and then I might forget about it.
Really? Really? Wow.
I want to see it, but I'm not like itching and chomping at the bit to see it, I guess. I don't know. I think I may be in superhero fatigue, which it's hard to say because I love the superheroes and I love like everything Marvel. So I don't know. It's not like hidden like it used to, and I hate to say that, but it's kind of where I am.
I mean, I can
You
even hear
know,
the pain in your voice
it
from saying
hurts
it.
to
Just
say that, yeah, because this is my jam, but I'm just not like excited about that. I don't know what
You
it
know,
is. I don't like it.
I think I do understand, and I may have been there myself quite even, I don't want to say recently, but just in times where I'm like, sure, I guess. Like I'm not even like excited, but the closer the time gets, the more excited I get. Where I'm like, oh my God, do I even have time to get a ticket? Can I still get in? So,
Of course you can. That
oh
may be
yeah, of
it. I mean,
course.
maybe I just need to, because I don't really do movies like go out to the movies as often as I used to either. So maybe that's part of it. It's just, I don't know. I do love the movies still. I just, it's not a just super frequent pastime anymore.
Yeah, and I feel like unfortunately life, when it gets really lifing, can kind of, I mean, I'm speaking for me at this point, but it can really kind of drain that want or desire to
The
go.
fun.
So,
Yeah.
yeah. And it's interesting. And
I'm ready to get back to the fun of like movie going and stuff. But it's hard. It's hard to.
Yeah. So, I mean, with you saying that, it actually brings to mind what I had listened to recently, where people were talking about getting the chance to see Beyonce and seeing her Renaissance tour, and how excited that they were that to experience it and be there, and just how much they love her music and just love that everything that she does for the culture and all of that. And I'm like, I want to have that much love and excitement for a thing and realize like, wait, I kind of feel that way about the movies. And I mean, if you asked me a couple of years ago, I would have been all in, like, oh, going to the movies doesn't matter what I'm going to go see. But now I guess maybe I'm not even blaming age, because it's not even that. It's just there's like so much going on that I can't devote or be as excited to that thing. Like, I'm still excited to see it. Like, I definitely want to see Marvels. I do. It's just this other thing's happening.
I think that's
Or it's
what it
not a
is.
pro.
It's just a lot of outside stuff going on and just kind of refocusing things for me. So I think that's what it is. I'm still into it, just not so much the Marvels, but
And you're
I'm
right.
still around.
You're right. There definitely is that superhero fatigue, or even comic book, whatever. It's real. It does exist. Because there's like shows that will come out, and I'm not even like, meh. I mean, that's kind of how I feel, depending on the show. For example, Loki just came back out. I'm excited about that,
Yes,
but probably
me
because I don't
too.
have to go anywhere. Yeah.
Yes,
So that's.
it's just a built-in thing.
If anything, I just have to wait until a certain time, and then I can watch it, because that's the new fun thing to do now. It's like, oh, it's streaming, but only after 9 p.m.
Yes, and I
How
hate
dare
it.
you? Means I gotta stay up late.
I know. It's really not. It's
Because with people like us, after we watch the thing, then we need to go watch like new rock stars. And I'm adding Screen Crush to this list too now. Oh, wow, that came out weird. I'm now adding Screen Crush to the list because I like their breakdowns, even though a lot of times they are saying the same thing, but sometimes it's just that little bitty perspective that's just a little bit, it's like, ooh,
right,
it's that detail.
Right.
Okay.
It is different.
And I love it all. I really do. And both Ryan Airy and Eric Voss have an open invitation to drop by our podcast one day. So there you have
yes.
it.
We'd love to
But
have you.
Yes. Those are the films that, at least, I mean, clearly there are way more films than this, but just the ones that I pulled out that I have like a vague interest or excitement in seeing. And I figured that you would have a few as well. I mean, you caught me by surprise with the Marvels one, but we discussed it. We discussed why. The Hunger Games one is one, or the top one, I think, for Ashley. And that's one we really don't know what we're going to do because it'll be after the baby has arrived. So she's not trying to go to any movie theater anytime soon after that, let alone before it, which is why we don't know how we're going to watch Marvels yet. So, but with all of that, there's all this changing that is afoot.
I'm not sure of that.
I
was saying, I'm sure it'll be around. I'm not sure if it's going to Disney Plus or not, but I would think that it is.
Oh, yeah, it definitely will be. I just don't know how soon. Because they got to get their theater run. I think at least like 45 days.
Yeah, something like that.
So I suppose I could wait. I guess. I'm just going to sneak away. I'm like, she asked me where I'm going. I'm like, nope, just going to go get you some ice. Yeah.
And then and I gotta, 3 hours later, you're coming back.
I know, because I had to get the good ice, and it's in the next like state over.
Oh my goodness!
And then there was traffic on the way back, so. And then it melted. Oh, I gotta go get some more ice. I'm sorry.
You're really bad at this game.
I mean, it melted on the way home, so I just decided I was gonna stop at like the gas station and just get ice there. Yeah. Because she's really into ice, so you know that's why, ice. Or
sure.
Maybe just a really juicy burger. And then it just got cold on the way home, so I had to go get another one. 3 hours.
Shameful.
Like I was transitioning to the other topic of everything changing, I did start a new book, and I did not write down an author's name, so shame on me. But it's the same author who wrote The Practice of Groundedness, and it's called Masters of Change. So this is sort of, I guess, a recommendation. And even though we're not at the recommendation spot, yes, I do have a recommendation. Sorry, I checked my notes. But with things changing, this book does come in handy in kind of helping those changes. And I'm just throwing that in here that it's a book that I'm starting to read and I'm very excited about it. It's one that feels like it's a continuation from Practice of Groundedness, which, again, Courtney, you and I will one day kind of sit down and do a kind of chat about the book and why we you and I, even on a personal level, we kind of keep referring to it. So I feel that's this would help to continue that conversation when we have it.
Absolutely.
Yes, that being said, with changes and such, there will more than likely be somewhat of a hiatus for the podcast. So if there's like less episodes that are kind of popping out, you'll kind of know why, but there also might be some kind of fun things in between. Maybe we'll do short little snippets, things that will be on Podbean, or I don't even know. I'm just preparing because that's something that podcasters do for their audience. Just so they know, it's like, hey, I didn't forget about you. I still love you, but we're just taking just a step back so we can prepare for baby and all that good stuff. So, yeah, just wanted to put that out there. Now, I guess we'll just get into our
Black History.
Black History.
Black History.
Black History. Facts.
And I decided to make it easier for myself and actually print out what I want to read and share. The Oscars and Academy Museum will gift a replacement of Hattie McDaniel's 1939 Best Supporting Actress Academy Award for Gone with the Wind to the Harvard University Chadwick A. Boseman College of Fine Arts and hosted a ceremony titled Hattie's Come Home.
I love that. That's pretty cool.
Shame on me for the editing I did, and I took out all the punctuations.
That was smart of you.
I know. So I'm like, oh, wait, there are no commas here for me to take a breath. But I will continue because there's a quote here. Hattie McDaniel was a groundbreaking artist who changed the course of cinema and impacted generations of performers who followed her. We are thrilled to present a replacement of Hattie McDaniel's Academy Award to Howard University. This was said by Academy Museum Director and President Jacqueline Stewart.
I love that.
McDaniel received not a statuette, but a plaque, as was customary for supporting performance winners from 1936 to 1942. McDaniel bequeathed her Academy Award to Howard University upon her death in 1952, and the award was displayed at the university's drama department until the late 1960s. Its whereabouts today are unknown. McDaniel's award stands out in the Academy history in what it would be 51 years before another Black woman would win an acting Oscar when Whoopi Goldberg took the supporting prize for 1990's Ghost.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
That's pretty. I didn't know that. That's definitely
I didn't know.
Black history fact.
It is. I agree. And I didn't know that it was like 50 years before the next award came. I knew she was the first. I just didn't know how many years in between. And that's a very long time.
It really is. I didn't know. I knew there was a big gap too, but I didn't know that it was that long and that, yeah, I just, those details, I did not know.
And I knew it was missing.
I did not know that. I didn't. Mm.
It's still missing, and obviously no one knows, but I remember hearing about that, and there was this whole, I don't know if it was a documentary or maybe just a little blurb in a show or something. They're trying to track it down. They thought maybe a relative had it, and I thought it was an actual award. I didn't know it was a plaque or that's what they did back then, but now everybody gets the statue. So, yay. Ouch. So that's good for her.
Mm-mm-mm. Yeah, I like that they did it in a way that she would have received it, which was the plaque. So that's really cool.
Yes. Yes, indeed. And I'm excited, or rather I'm happy that she got that recognition. She got that award. Well, it's being honored in the way that it is, because I feel that's one of those facts, especially if you get into acting, you may not necessarily know about unless you do. And if you do, it's great. Mm-hmm. Continue to learn. All right. Now, do you have any? I kind of spewed about a couple semi sort of recommendations, but do you have any recommendations?
I need to think on it because I don't have any good ones right now.
Very well. I can give you mine. I did complete the Strike Force 5 podcast. They had 12 episodes. And again, what that is the podcast that the five hosts of Late Night Talk Show, that is Seth Meyers, Stephen Colbert, Jimmy Fallon, mm-hmm. Jimmy Kimmel, mm-hmm. and John Oliver, all got together and decided to do this podcast to raise money for their staff that was out of work during the writer's strike. And they vowed to do 12 episodes. They just finished the 12th. Or rather, I listened to the 12th. It is very hilarious, but I do want to point out one particular episode that had me laughing so hard that I basically cried. Like, I was in the car and I just could not leave the car until like I finished laughing at the absurdity that was happening.
Wow.
And this episode is titled, the episode itself is titled Strike Force Wives. So it's all about all of their wives. And the premise is that Jimmy Fallon texts all of the wives of the host, asking them questions so he can answer them and kind of play like a almost like the Newlywed Game sort of. But that's kind of where it begins, and by that alone, it sounds like a pretty easy premise. But until you start to hear the answers and how confused everyone was, and I can't even get into it because it's too much, and it's the best hour you will spend listening to them answer these questions, and it's great. Highly recommended.
Have to listen to that one. I remember you about this at the beginning of the strike. But yeah, I would love to jump in now that it's over.
Right. Yeah, I mean, and I would say all 12 episodes are good, because even episode, I think it's 11, they continue the whole wives discussion again, so they ask more questions, or rather mm-hmm. answer more questions, and it's brilliant. It's just hilarious. So I strongly recommend the podcast, but especially episode number 5. I believe that is one of their top rated episodes. And thank me after.
Nice. Thank you for that recommendation.
Mm-hmm. Did that give you a moment to kind of think of anything, or you still can't think of anything?
I have no new recommendations, honestly. I'm not indulged in anything worth recommending. So I may have to forgo this week, honestly.
Terrible.
I know, I suck, but there's nothing, like, I'm not watching anything new.
I get it. Like, Ashley just finished her rewatch of Call the Midwife, which I'm so thankful for. And
thankful now that she's watching it.
Yes.
Okay.
The reason why is, and we've discussed this before, and I mean, you can also check out the Love Blurts podcast, because I say this to her face. That's why I'm not having an issue talking about what I'm about to say now. And the theme song for the series, the opening theme, and I think even the closing theme, they might not be the same. I don't remember, but I keep hearing it all the time because she was watching it all the time. So I was getting tired of listening to the theme. So there was that, but there's also the show that Ken was watching, and usually either in his room or in the kitchen. And again, it's just an annoying theme song, hearing it over and over again, like, please find a new show to watch.
Yeah.
And I tried the best I could to, you know, kind of keep it to myself until I couldn't anymore, because it's driving me a little batty. Just a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I understand. I'm sure I do this. Well, more so, I think I do that to my loved ones when I'm on my most recent show binge. So, yeah. So sorry to my family.
Right. I mean, she's on a new show now, and I don't think it has a theme song, not one that I've heard anyway. It's New Amsterdam. This is not a recommendation, but it is a medical drama. Drama?
Oh, yeah.
No, yeah. This was a drama. I'm thinking of something else we had watched last night, just on a whim. I think it was called The Good Witch on Netflix. And the way that I describe that show is, yet again, another melodrama. But if it were Tyler Perry making TV for white people. So that's kind of how it felt like Hallmark decided, like, okay, let's not make a holiday movie, but let's make a TV show instead. And it had the same kind of cheesiness, the same kind of, like, that glossy film look over everything. Everything's fine. The drama isn't too terrible. It's just okay. Like, like, you're getting a C.
I've seen a little bit of that show, and it was not, it was very Hallmarkish, and not in, like, some Hallmark stuff is pretty good, but this show just wasn't for me.
Right. And that's I think what it is. And what was happening, and Ashley agreed with me, is it was the kind of show where it just felt like you need to, and I may have asked you this before, but are you familiar with Mystery Science Theater 3000?
By name only.
Okay. So
Yeah.
the concept of what they do is that they kind of riff throughout the movie or whatever they're watching and kind of either tell jokes or kind of say what the characters are really thinking, and just it's hilarity. So we were kind of doing the same thing by the end of the episode, where I'm like, where it was almost as if they were giving exposition, but in the worst way, or just the line reads were just so dry, or
Yeah.
something was happening. It's like, oh, you arrived. I'm like, and I can't even think of an example of a line, and then our response to it. We just have to hear it in real time, and I'm not going to do
Yeah.
that. But that's what we ended up doing. I'm like, okay, let's watch something real now. So, and that's what we did. Which I can't remember what it was
Yeah.
we ended up watching, but yeah. So that is not a recommendation, not at all.
Quite the opposite, I'd say.
Quite, quite. So
Quite,
just a recap of the last episode that we did record, which as of right now still is not out, might end up on Patreon, it might come out later, who knows? But just in case, today, the day that we're actually recording, is the day that MCU, the Reign of Marvel Studios book comes out. I believe it's like a maybe a history of Marvel
ooh.
or the MCU. That's one of two books that I want. The other one is called Marvel Studios, the Marvel Cinematic Universe, an official timeline that has three authors. Actually, both of them have three authors, but this one we actually know personally. And that is Rebecca Theodore Vachon. And that comes out on the 24th. And looking forward to both of them. So I feel like that might be a little different for you, Courtney, as in it's not a movie, but it's just a book about the thing that we love, or books.
I do love a book about the thing that we love, which is the movies. So, yeah. May have to check that
Very
out.
good, very good. So, would there be anything that you are grateful for today?
Yes, I am thankful for it's kind of off the wall, but I'm thankful for my, like, I have a KitchenAid and it's a stand mixer, and I just got it this year, but I love it so much because I'm able to cook foods, mainly bread, but I'm able to prepare foods in my house for my loved ones, and it just makes it's fun, and it makes things so much easier, and I'm just very grateful for it. I've always wanted one, and I got one this year, and matter of fact, dinner tonight is calzones, and I made the dough for the calzones, and definitely with the help of the stand mixer, the KitchenAid. So I'm very grateful for that little device.
That was going to be my next question, and the answer was, well, my question was going to be, when was the last time you used it? And the fact that you used it today, or you're going to use
Well,
it, or
this
you, or
weekend, I've already used it.
you already used it. Oh, see, that's very good. And that was a, and I think I remember you even discussing making that purchase, making that investment.
It's an
And
investment.
yeah, and I'm so glad that to hear that it's still paying off, that it's still being used, because yeah, there are
Definitely.
too many appliances that people can get and then it's never used again.
Yeah. It is definitely an investment, and it's something that basically I force myself, like, if I'm gonna get this, it needs to be used. And so almost every weekend I use it. I watch it
Wow, okay.
much more than I, or I use it much more than I thought I would. So it's like almost a weekly thing. So it definitely is getting its money's worth, or I'm getting my money's worth, whatever.
It's great. I mean, especially that it's being used like weekly. I feel that way about my air fryer.
You do get a lot of use out of that air fryer.
I do. In fact, even tonight for dinner, we, or rather, Ashley prepared the burger patties. Like, she ground had ground meat and mixed everything in, made little beef patties, and then I cooked them. But she also wanted me to make fries as well. So I'm like, okay, well, we only have so much time until dinner should be ready. So we'll put the fries in the air fryer and I'll actually bake the burgers. So put those in the oven. And not all of them fit on the pan, so I had to fry a couple of them. So long story short, everything got finished within like 15 minutes because everything, you know, got their own special space to be. For the record, in case you're ever concerned or thinking about it, the fastest way to cook the burgers would definitely be to pan fry them. The oven does its job. It's much more passive. And then, of course, the air fryer is, lives in the middle somewhere. So just in case you're ever wondering.
Yeah. Good to know.
And good just to confirm, I'm sorry, I just had to confirm here that Batgirl is Barbara Gordon. So just quickly follow up there.
Thank you.
Yes. And Batgirl was the film that was canceled before. I mean, the film itself, I believe, was complete. And Warner Brothers was like, you know what? No, we're going to take it back because we need to pay off taxes or some other nonsense that still doesn't make any sense, because you can still put this movie out. We'll, I mean, people will buy this movie. They will purchase, they will spend money to see it, but no, you don't want to. Fine. I'm not bitter or anything. Do I sound bitter?
No, not at all.
No. Okay. Just checking. But yeah, I think that just about does it over here for this edition of the Indube episode podcast. Oh, I did make one large purchase as well that I feel kind of upgraded my adulting. And this is not to take any light away from your mixer, because that is huge, because you do use it. And one day I do hope to eat the benefits of it one day. So just putting that out there. Yeah, we've got a washing machine and it's on the way.
Nice.
That's necessary for raising children rather than constantly going to the laundromat, which we've been doing, but we can't sustain the laundromat bill. So we, just getting a washing machine and soon the dryer soon after, but we'll be getting all that. And just, I don't know. It's a huge purchase. One of the biggest I've done in a while, other than, you know, getting a new place, but yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just wanted to.
That's a huge thing. Yay.
Yes.
I love new appliances that make our lives much better and easier, simpler.
Yeah. I think I'm going to be more excited once it gets here. And what I'm really happy about, though, is that they will bring it, they will deliver it, they'll install it. And yeah, I don't have to do any of that, because great, because I don't know and I don't really want to try to look it up and break it. So no, thank you. Okay, now I'm done. So thank you so much, everyone, for listening to the... Oh, wait, no, I didn't say what I was grateful for. I am grateful for all the people that came to the baby shower. I know I said that at the top of the show. I'm just saying it again, because I really am truly grateful for the people that showed up, the people that were there. Yes. And for the things that they brought and purchased for the new baby on the way. And if you do want to contribute or get a thing for the baby, there will be a link in the description somewhere, and you can go check out the registry and go from there. And we appreciate that. And thank you very much. Did you have any shout outs or goodbyes or special anythings, plugs?
Well, I would like to say I wish everyone, like, well, this is starting to feel like a goodbye. It's definitely not. But I do hope that folks are able to find their joy and find their peace, because in times like we're in, it can feel really hopeless at times, or just really dark. And I just want folks to, you know, hold on to the things and the people that bring you joy, bring you peace. Not necessarily distract you, because we don't want to be blind to things going on, but we don't want to like live in a place of just heartache and despair. And it's to me, it's easy to fall in that trap. So I hope that shows like this, podcasts like this, are in your constant rotation to remind you that life is not all bad. It's not great sometimes, and it's scary sometimes, but you know, there are a lot of good things, and let's just keep that in mind and keep that at the forefront and not become jaded by the things that, you know, are all around us.
Amen. Thank you for that. It's also making up for, I guess, not having any recommendations.
Yes.
Yes. Well done. Well
Don't
done.
Hate.
I'm not. I'm here all for it. And that is exactly what the podcast is here for, to bring just a little levity to your life. Hopefully, that's a much better slogan than all the things I've been coming up with lately. The Indu Podcast, levity for your life. There you have it.
Yeah. Okay.
Well. I mean, well, that sums up what you said, and I appreciate it and love it. And yes, I cling to those things, and you, Courtney, are one of those things I cling to, because this life is a lot. Well, again, that'll do it for this podcast. Thank you so much for stopping by and pressing play. I've been your benevolent host, T. Sterling Watson. And over there, that's Courtney Delilah Hinton. Alan, and thank you so much for stopping by and pressing play. Wow, I'm suddenly like a CD that skipped and just repeating. CDs. That's a thing from the past. Anyway, please wash your arms, your legs, your feet. I'm actually saying this to children now. To wash the undersides of your dishes, please, because your saucy little hands just touch everything. Kids. Remember to live for the folks you love and live without regrets. I've been your benevolent host, T. Sterling Watson. And remember, if the world didn't suck, we'd fall off henceforth and forevermore, and the church says.
Amen.
Amen indeed. Thank you so much for listening to the Indube Podcast. To get more Indube in your life, check out Indube.com, Patreon.com/Indube, and of course, merch over at TeePublic. Email us your Ask Indube questions, comments, or just say hi at indubepod@gmail.com. Linky dinks in the descripts. Please rate, comment, follow, subscribe, and hashtag tell your friends. Until next time.